Interesting times.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Glad you can join me as Marketplace covers the fallout from the financial crisis. The phrase of this day, interest rates. The Fed will most likely cut its main interest rate today to try yet again to get the banks to lend to each other. Some are expecting a half a point drop, which would be the Fed funds rate at 1%. It's only been that low once in the last 45 years. China cut its interest rate today for the third time in 6 weeks, and Japan and Europe are also sharpening their knives. Wall Street is eagerly awaiting the Fed's decision. So far, the Dow is down just 7 points to 9,058. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500, very small losses so far. In Japan today, the Nikkei gained almost 8% off yesterday's big Wall Street rally. European markets are up about 6% so far. The banks are finally getting their hands on some of the $700 billion rescue package. But a well-known congressman wants to make sure they're not spending a dime of that on executive bonuses. Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Yesterday, Democrat Henry Waxman sent letters to the top banks sharing in $125 billion of government money. Waxman chairs the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. He's asking for information on executive pay. His letter cites an analyst who says the banks might not have had the money for bonuses without government cash. The banking industry says it won't use government funds for bonuses. Ronald Walters teaches government and politics at the University of Maryland. He thinks banks will cooperate because they need government help.
Banks and financial executives are in a mood to at least hear the government out and not to raise many red flags.
Walters says Waxman doesn't want to regulate executive compensation, but he does want banks to show some restraint on their own. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Some people in Congress are talking about passing a second stimulus package, something other than tax rebate checks. But commentator Robert Reich says Congress should hold off on a stimulus package for now and do one simple thing.
When even the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board says Congress should pass a stimulus package, we know we're in trouble. The last stimulus of tax rebates stimulated lots of people to pay off some of their debts, which hardly stimulated the economy at all. The coming stimulus package could be even more nonsensical. It would be voted on by a lame duck Congress, many of whose members will want to reward campaign donors with juicy pieces of pork. Other lawmakers will see it as their last opportunity to include their pet project or tax perk. And some won't be accountable because they'll be out of office in a few weeks anyway. In other words, it'll be less of a stimulus than a Christmas tree. Instead of this, Congress should do just one thing when it returns right after Election Day: extend unemployment benefits. So far this year, nearly a million jobs have been lost in the private sector. The official unemployment rate is 6.1%, but the Labor Department's most comprehensive measure, which includes people who want to work but have stopped looking, and those working part-time who want full-time jobs, is 11%, its highest rate in 14 years. More than one in every five people out of work have been looking for 6 months or more, and many are running out of unemployment benefits. The National Employment Law Project estimates that nearly 800,000 will run out this month, and another 350,000 by December. That means they won't be able to pay their bills, including their mortgages. Already this year, almost half of mortgage delinquencies have been caused by homeowners lacking income or employment. America needs a comprehensive stimulus package, but it should be voted on by the next Congress, under a new administration. And it should be part of a broader job strategy that would include rebuilding the nation's crumbling infrastructure, funding alternative sources of energy, and creating tax incentives for businesses that generate new jobs. For now, focus on the unemployed.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Feel free to share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. I read an interesting comment about the price of oil this morning. It came from a conference of oil executives in London. The head of the French company, Total, said oil companies should be very careful about how much they lower long-term production during this financial crisis. Because if they lower it too much, they won't be able to meet demand with their supply when gas and other oil products goes up. He said specifically oil prices will go to the sky.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthealth.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
It's still the sixth inning in the longest World Series game ever. The Philadelphia Phillies and Tampa Bay Rays are supposed to resume Game 5 tonight. They stopped playing Monday night because of rain, and then it snowed yesterday. Businesses in Philadelphia are more than happy to host the World Series, of course, but maybe not this much World Series. Peter Crimmins reports from Philly.
It's been 15 years since the Philadelphia Phillies have been in the World Series, and local businesses seem a little rusty. Many retailers are racing to keep Phillies merchandise on the shelves, and bars have been running out of beer. Chris Fitfatsis is operations manager at Bella Vista, a beer distributor.
This scope of business has never been seen like this ever. There's a lot of non-residents coming into the city to celebrate.
Now with Game 5 stretching an extra 2 days, those non-residents need more than just beer. They need to find a place to stay. Hotels are at 100% capacity, and an estimated 7,500 were forced to leave their rooms downtown. The Tampa Bay Rays even had to move to a hotel out of state. Kara Schneider is with the Greater Philadelphia Marketing and Tourism Corporation. She says many visitors have had to follow the team's lead.
It wasn't in the playbook. You know, what do you do if you have to stay in a city for 2 extra days during a World Series?
The upshot of all this, 3 days of the World Series was expected to bring $12 million into Philadelphia. Now 5 days of the World Series means even more. In Philadelphia, I'm Peter Crimmins for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.